Do you struggle with feeling at peace and you always feel that there is some form of inner turmoil or external chaos around you? Or you feel you struggle with trusting yourself or more so hearing your intuition? Today's chat is a mental pep talk to help you transition from autopilot and survival mode into a state of awareness, inner peace, presence, and mental strength, helping you step into your intuitive power. It's important to break that silence and reconnect with ourselves because our inner health, our mindset loops, they have a tremendous power over us, sometimes trapping us into those negative patterns, and we need to identify and acknowledge the root causes of our stress and negative emotions. We'll dive into how to rework our thinking, how to think differently and approach things differently than possibly what society conditions us or whatever certain societal or other expectations may be. And be sure to listen through until the end of the episode with how I tie it all together and show you how you can start implementing this into your life today. Let's dive in. Hey mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I know you're here because you're tired of living day after day like you're drowning in the responsibilities of motherhood. You're done struggling with trying to find the time and energy to get it all done every day. And you want to show your little ones a good example, but you're so exhausted, which has your negative self-talk on repeat, your patience spread thin, and you feel like you're losing yourself a little more every day. Plus, the mom guilt, societal comparison game, and unpredictabilities of motherhood just does not help in trying to make a change. Well, sweet friend, this podcast will guide you on how to connect with yourself to break free from that survival mode cycle, all by identifying and possibly simplifying your habits. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood, and I needed to make a change to take back control of my time, energy, identity, and life. And in finding that freedom, it became my mission to help make that connection with moms that we can give our children and families the best and not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. Moms shouldn't have to choose between their families, priorities, and themselves. We can balance it all, and it all starts within ourselves. Let me take your hand and make that connection with you and equip you with simple, lifelong habits. If you are ready to say goodbye to just surviving and finally reclaim your life and motherhood, then you are in the right place. Let's get to the root of cultivating real change because it's time to feel like you again. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, mama. Let's overcome together. Hello, hello, beautiful mamas. I am so excited that you're here with me today on the show listening to this episode. This is your host, Jenna Smith. I am an intuitive mindset and habit coach and the founder of Naturally Empowered Living and the Balanced Mom Method. And we have a quickie today, a quick mental prep, a mental pep talk for you today. We are trading in on autopilot, survival mode, mental stress, and taking in, bringing in awareness, inner peace, and mental strength. Full transparency though, y'all know if you listen to this show and you know me through this show, you know that I have struggled a lot with going through the motions, being on autopilot, stuck in survival mode, as well as that mental stress that commonly just accompanies it, right? It was more so the anxiety and overstimulation for me triggering that anxiety, but I have been in the thick. Like I totally understand going through the motions, feeling like a robot in your life, going to bed so exhausted, waking up even more tired and just wondering like, is this it? You're overstimulated, you're stressed, you might be growing resentments, just going through those motions. And then you lay in bed at night and you're just cycling through everything that you think that you did wrong, the presence, maybe that you weren't as present with your children or you weren't as present with your spouse, or you just feel that you could have done more or done this, or you didn't get this done, so you feel like you failed. All these things, we are so hard on ourselves. I feel we can all relate as moms a little bit in some capacity that, yes, we're a little hard on ourselves, but also like we go through those that hard mental stress all the time. And our mind is always on overdrive, right? So can you agree with this though, that whatever stressors that you might be battling, think about before you became a mom, whatever they were, they just reared their ugly heads in a whole new way, in a more extreme way, once we became moms. I feel like yes, like once you became a mom, you are like born again. You are 2.0 version of you. But with that, I feel you have to almost rework and relearn and rewire yourself a little bit too, in terms of like flipping that negative mindset loop back to a positive. We move from feeling maybe like invincible and possibly like making some not so good choices in our early years, right? To just being flooded now with intrusive thoughts and fears. And we go from just full of life adolescence to going through the motions as adults. We go through making impulse decisions in our youth to feeling like stuck after we feel that we've settled down and started a family or are settled in a career, whatever that might be. And we just have like, we all have our things, right? So we all struggle, possibly in silence, because you might look good on paper. You might want to keep a good reputation with your local mom group. You might want to look the part, and you might be, right? You might check those boxes. But whatever it is, you might be suffering in silence because of that disconnect on the inside, that disharmony on the inside, because something is off. And I want to help break that silence for you. I want to help you feel that connection to yourself again. And in this transition of stepping out of your box is that awareness, the identify, the very first step of the balanced mom method formula, because you cannot change what you don't know, or you cannot change what you've been continuously shoving under the rug that is just stuck back in that subconscious mind. What you are suppressing or shoving under the rug, you have to pull out. You have to become aware of it. So when you're able to identify your stressors, your anxiety, your overwhelm, whatever it is that is outwardly causing you to feel those certain negative feelings or those negative emotions or feelings of being on autopilot or in survival mode, you can then work to get to the root of why once you become aware. And that is why that is the first step within the Balanced Mom Method formula. We unpack and identify and acknowledge in order to get to those roots of why. And that is what brings in like your mindset loop and that big picture of your life and your life work, because your thought life is such a big piece of your life, and it's a big piece of your mindset loop. We have so many thoughts every single day, like tens of thousands in a single day. And your brain is like consistency, right? It likes repetition. It likes to keep you safe. And it does that by holding on to fears. It does that by holding on to those negative mindset loop cycles, which a lot of times translates into a negative motion, negative emotions and negative feelings, because you feel, because those thoughts, they're sinking in and they're staying, right? Which brings on those negative mindset loops on repeat. And I call them negative mindset loops. If you don't understand what I'm saying here, or you're thinking like, what is a negative mindset loop? Go check out episode 3, 17, and 23 of the show, The Balanced Mom Method Podcast. So being stuck in these negative mindset loops, thinking those thoughts, believing those beliefs, living those actions, and then living your reality, right? We're spinning in this negative turmoil. That negative mindset loop is just on repeat after repeat after repeat. So you can maybe see a little bit of a picture into how we feel these negative feelings on the outside, and while they're there, from an inner standpoint, because we're thinking those thoughts which really reinforce our beliefs, which move us towards whatever actions we take, and that is giving us our experiences. That is the reality that we are living. So we have this inner warfare going on, and now once we can acknowledge, we could step into how to rework and think differently. That's when we could rework those negative mindset loops that are portraying a negative feeling or negative emotion on the outside. We could spin that to a positive mindset loop and step into recognizing, acknowledging, identifying, almost being able to separate and categorize that mindset loop, which we can categorize our thoughts, beliefs, actions, experiences. Okay. So y'all, this is just very surface level chat here that I'm giving on this episode, but we dive so deep into this work over a 12-week span in the Balanced Mom Method course and coaching services. I'm able to take my clients' hands and help them work through this process. And then it's a lifelong journey thereafter. I help them, give them the tools so they know how to do this life work. This is our life work, because why wouldn't we want to take the reins back from living in an autopilot state? Once we wake up, we'll never want to sink back into that monotony, you know? This is just like really a brief explanation, kind of helping you make this belief like oh, I can make this transition from, you know, feeling so stuck on autopilot, stuck in survival mode, to actually waking up and taking back my right to feel, taking back control of my life from the inside out, because now I have the tools. Now I know how to do this. So we're looking at our thoughts and working through them. We identify them, process them, think differently, and rework them. And we become no longer the victim to our thoughts. We start to change perspectives. We start to instinctively think differently than before because we're no longer stuffing and shoving under the rug. We are staying aware to our thoughts and how we want to feel. And from there, after we work through that inner connection, really connecting back to what our mindset loop is, really feeling, leaning into those feels and why we have these emotions because of our feelings and our thoughts and our beliefs, right? We find that inner synergy back to ourselves. Then we can work on our connection back to our habits. How are your time habits? How are your health habits? From an intuitive level. Now, this may seem like very broad and you might be thinking like, why, what does this have to do with, you know, waking up from autopilot? Everything. Because as moms, we try to do it all the time. We try to cram so much into our days because we feel like we have to do it all, to hold on to this badge of honor, to match up to this highlight reel that you might see on social media, to meet societal expectations, whatever it might be. But in your specific life, there might not be space. Maybe there's very little space, and there's a huge disconnect from you and your intuitive soul, from filling yourself with encouragement and love and light and passion and fun and respect, filling yourself, reconnecting to your true spirit of how you want to be feeling. Like, gosh, that is what is missing, that alignment, that connection piece back to yourself. So your days might feel out of whack. Your negative mindset loop is on repeat. You're consumed with that negative energy and those negative feelings. And so often, moms feel that they have to wear that badge of honor of doing it all. But what does that do? That disconnects us from our own being and those foundations of what truly brings us joy because we were trying to meet whatever said expectation. So we move into within, you know, going through waking up from autopilot and breaking free from survival mode through this, maybe possibly the Balanced Mom Method formula, or maybe not, maybe you figure out how to do it on your own, but you then move into the space of naturally surrendering those stressors and stepping into the strength, right? You step into your own strength over your days, the strength, you take back control of your energy. And you've probably heard me say that my approach in coaching and how we make all this possible, it's leaning back in and connecting to yourself, connecting into your intuition, listening to how you want to feel, feeling the way that you want to feel, right? And all that has to do with your energy, your inner habits based on your energy to be those habits that you physically do feel and see on the outside. So knowing your energy, right? Those emotions, those feelings, we were made to be and feel and act in flow, right? In alignment. To be and feel and act our best. And that is why it is important to reconnect to you and your intuition to know what is best for you. But this isn't like an end all be all, right? Like the goal isn't to just run out, you know, or outrun your negative emotions or your negative thoughts. We're always going to have them. It's a normal human experience to have this thought life, right? To have negative thoughts come into your life. The thought work though, is not to make them a problem, to not stay so stuck on them. It's to know how to process through them, to work through them, to acknowledge them. Yes, like they're still your thoughts, but to not let them consume you, to not let them identify you, and to be able to like pick and choose. Remember what I said earlier, like we could categorize them and we could let go of them, that we could let go of those thoughts that we don't want. We can protect our mental energy and make space for the thoughts and beliefs that we do want. So when you are in that space of flow or alignment to your intuitive self, you feel peace and confidence and clarity and balance. And this does not mean that you have to have all the answers or get it all done or even feel that you've reached your end goal. It isn't about that, right? This is more of a sense of inner peace when you've stepped into your power. You can release that inner turmoil because you know how to work through it. Maybe accept, right, that inner turmoil to heal from it and work through it, to be able to control your internal well-being. And it all starts with awareness, figuring out what and where your root work lies, and then finding that gap, that inside gap of where you are and where you want to be. And that is where the work begins. That is where I am here to help you work through that, right? To help you in that work. So come in, schedule that clarity call with me. I can help make the connections with you to help create a plan with how to do this inner work, this foundational life work, because you are never, ever stuck. You are never stuck in where you are right now if you don't want to be. That is the power of your mind, the power of neuroplasticity. That is the power of you being able to say yes to where you want to go. You can think differently and literally rewire your brain. You can say yes to remaining stuck, and that's not doing anything about it, right? Or you could say yes to stepping into your intuitive power of taking back control, making and taking that first step. You just have to make that first decision to move towards change. Step into and do that work. Learn the tools, the how-to, invest in yourself so you can reconnect to you, so you can create that mental peace without the mental sacrifice. You can make that impact within your life. You can start to surrender that mental stress because only you have that decision and that power to do so. But we are all human, mama. Like I know I said that I wanted this to be like a mental pep talk, right? But I want you to know, like, this is where like that grace comes in. We are all human and our struggles are ours and they are unique. And I don't want to take anything away from you or what you're going through, but we are all still connected. We can relate. We can feel heard. We can feel validated by feeling genuinely connected to other humans, other moms, other souls on a level that just takes away any judgments and fears and comparisons and jealousy, right? We can be in this together. You can find your people. You can find your connection to those people. And that's why I created our Motherhood Empowerment Community. I wanted a safe space to be able to open up and feel related to and heard and validated, right? That's why I also created my programs and courses and coaching services. So come learn about the Balanced Mom Method online course or my coaching services. Learn how to take it one habit at a time. Learn which habit to start with based on your specific struggles, your goals, your schedule, your life using my IASI approach within the Balanced Mom Method formula. Don't try to change all at once, right? How would it feel to have an entire step-by-step plan for you for how to wake up from autopilot and overcome your survival mode cycle once and for all? You can learn how to connect back to you, your intuitive self, and create sustainable habits so you can start living your life with peace and presence and confidence and clarity and balance, reclaiming control of your life and motherhood to feel like you again, to be whatever type of mom that you aspire to be, right? Head to naturallyempoweredliving.com/products to learn more about the Balanced Mom Method course. And also, if you're unsure, you can schedule a free clarity call with me also on that page. You could also check out my waiting list for coaching services. You can do this, mama. And if you don't feel that you have that belief inside of you yet, let me believe in you first. Let me help you take that first step. Take my hand and schedule that free clarity call with me. Let's just have a quick heart to heart. All right, until next week, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough, mama. I'm sending my love and light.
Did you find this episode very well worth farming? Please leave mama a review.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I pray this episode has grown and helped you in some way. If it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a review sharing how it's impacted you. It truly lights me up hearing you're on your way to your breakthrough. And then, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her we are never alone. And remember, there isn't ever a one-size-fits-all to overcoming our personal hardships, but there are a lot of parallels with how we show up to our lives and common habits we can make our own to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, and balance. Be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our mom community, and resources and courses for you to overcome your survival mode cycle once and for all with doable habits. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.